Exercises 10 through 12. When the Japanese came flocking into Shanghai in 1942, Galen Litchfield, one of the most successful American businessmen in the Far East, was the manager of the Asia Life Insurance Company in Shanghai. The Japanese sent an admiral to close down the company and sell all its assets, and gave Galen orders to assist this man. He didn't have any choice in the matter. He could not but cooperate. He went through the motions of doing what he was told because he had no alternative. But there was one block of securities worth $750,000 which he left off the list he gave to the admiral. He left that block of securities off the list because they belonged to a Hong Kong organization and had nothing to do with the Shanghai company's assets. All the same, he feared that he might be in hot water if the Japanese found out what he had done. And they soon found out. Galen wasn't in the office when the discovery was made, but his head accountant was there. The accountant told him that the Japanese admiral flew into a rage and stamped and swore and called him a thief and a traitor. He had defied the Japanese army. He knew what that meant. He would be thrown into the bridge house, the torture chamber of the Japanese Gestapo. He had had personal friends who had killed themselves rather than be taken to that prison. When Galen heard the frightening news on Sunday afternoon, he spent hours thinking out all the various courses of action he could take and what the probable consequence of each action would be. He calmly decided to go down to the office as usual on Monday morning, reasoning acting as if nothing had gone wrong would be the best to escape the bridge house. When Galen entered the office the next morning, the Japanese admiral sat there. He glared at him, as he always did, but said nothing. Apparently, he was so busy that he didn't think of what Galen had done. 6 weeks later, he went back to Tokyo and his worries were ended.